that. Fold you with your legs back. Switch it like the doggies. Pull your hair, reveal your wig cap. That's the shit I've been on. Bust all on your skin tone. Always on that freak shit. Just call me when your man gone. Steady talking about how you gon' ride it like a pony. I'ma need you to come on over here and show me. Shot a Casamigo, got your body feeling haunted. Checking for your man, cause that nigga leave you lonely. Throw that ass back, let me show you who run it. Pulling out tricks, ain't nobody who done it. We ain't making love, we fucking, you love it. Nothing else on, just a condom in a bucket. Two gone off Patron, she got a man, it don't matter. Back shots got you in the mirror like, ooh, my ass getting fatter. Mind telling you wifey type, but the heart says for the streets though. Don't even bother hitting my line unless you flowing in free code. Bitch.
Alright, you rich motherfuckers. All eyes on me. If you even dare look at anyone else, I'm gonna whoop your ass like it's a slave trade. Start the music.
Bros before hoes, right? You badder than most, right? Million likes on one pose, right? Flew it out and that's goals, right? Pimp shit but no pinky ring. You pimp niggas, that's the crazy thing. LAX catch your red eyes, you hovering over anything. HOE, who you know? Bunch of Hermes bags and a Van Cleef go. Gucci here wetter than an H2O. With an OnlyFans link and a gram bio. Other hoes ain't seeing you and you know it. Cash App, Zelle, Ching Ching and you loaded. Face card never decline, you glowing. Look at you, baby, so fly, you flowing. Hoes left of me, hoes right. Hoes with me, the hoes. Whole night, hoe don't gotta be a bad thing. We all got a little hoe inside. Different area codes worth the ludicrous. From the big cities to Wyoming. Love them all but can't lock them down, cause these hoes be hoeing. Oh,
bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 bitches, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 bitches, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 50s, 100 binges, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce. 20, 50s, 100 binges, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce.
Niggas be fucking everything, but the minute binges, I talk to one or two guys, all of a sudden I'm a hoe. Now fuck that, I'ma use what I got to get what I want, and that's that. Argue with your mama, like fuck that. I don't care about none of these niggas. I'm getting to the money. ATM. All the money.
20, 50, 100 benches, throw it all around.
Yeah. Was good. It's your boy Hollywood. This is Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. I appreciate you. Be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. And follow my producer, Stacy, over here at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And if you want to see us and not just hear us, hit up YouTube, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. It's a lot of content over there. Go check it out. That song you heard at the top of the show is my new joint called HOE. If you like it, go stream it. All streaming platforms, just search Hollywood, HOE. And yeah, do that, add it to your playlist, all that good stuff. If it's your first time tuning in, what we get into over here is what's hot in the blogs for the week. You know, the stories that might have had you arguing with somebody in the comment section on Instagram, if you're into that type of thing. Stories that might have had us all in the chokehold for the week. I'll tell you what we're going to be chopping it up about today. So as I stated at the top of this year, I feel like I made the statement that it is the year of the beefs. And it's seeming like it's living up to that. The latest beef, rap beef, is Chris Brown and Quavo. Chris Brown, who's a singer for the most part, dived into his rap bag and put out a diss record towards Quavo in response to a record Quavo did towards him. And Drake finally responded to Kendrick Lamar, and now he's putting a timestamp or a time limit on when Kendrick should respond, like basically telling Kendrick, like, we waiting for you, like, come on, hurry up. We chopping it up about that. Also, Ticketmaster is being sued, and I'm here for it because, for one, them fees is not where it's at, but the Department of Justice is calling Ticketmaster out for having what they feel is a monopoly over the concert and ticket industry. And yeah, they taking them to court about it. We're going to chop it up about that. Tesla is recalling damn near all of their Cybertrucks that were sent out to people. You might have seen them around in recent weeks. They look kind of like military vehicles, and they were calling them because of an issue with the pedal. They might turn into a tank for real and run into your building because the pedal is could get stuck down. We're chopping it up about that. Also, what else? 45, you know, there's his first criminal trial, the hush money trial. The jury selection is was underway. We're going to chop it up about that. And why I feel like, I don't know how they're going to find these jurors, because who can be unbiased in this situation? But apparently they found them. We're going to talk about it though. And we got What Blows Mine a little bit later. We're going to kick it off how we always do. And that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week is, who is allowed to show up at your house unannounced? Who is allowed to show up at your house unannounced? You can hit up Instagram.com/Hollywood and Friends to leave your comment on it. I'm going to read some responses from the internet. Miss Shalika said, I'll probably butcher her Instagram handle. It says, sisters and niece. That's it. That's the only people that's allowed to show up at house unannounced. For me, I would say show up at my crib unannounced. My mom would probably be the only one that could get that pass. But realistically, when I think about it more now, I feel like anybody in my immediate family could pop up unannounced. Yeah, I feel like anybody in my immediate family could pop up unannounced, and I won't really feel a way about it. But yeah, friends, third cousins, nah, don't do it. Don't do it. Someone else said, only my parents or other family, and that's if it's an emergency. Otherwise, no one. I hate that. I feel you. That's like somebody even... You can't even video call me without telling me, because that is like showing up to my crib unannounced. Don't video call me unless you give me a heads up you're about to do it. That falls in line with that too. Only my mom and immediate family could do that as well. Well, I might not answer. But yeah, if I get any more responses throughout the show, I will read them. But we're going to get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. All right, first things first, what's hot in these blogs? It's the year of the beefs. I said this at the top of the year. I forget who was beefing at the time, but it seemed like every month, every few weeks, we get this, a new beef that's appearing, and it's really starting to feel like the year of the beefs. The latest is Chris Brown and Quavo. Chris Brown, who is, you know, R&B dude, he's super talented though. He does it all, and he dug in his rap bag to put out a diss record towards Quavo. This is in response to a song Quavo put out called Tender, where he was taking some shots at Chris. Many believe, and Chris believes it as well, because he replied. And Chris's response was no holds barred. Your man's went in. He, out of all of the rap beefs, I think Chris is the only one that actually directly addressed who he's talking to. Everybody else is like doing these subliminal jabs and people just dissecting, like, is he talking about this person or that person? Chris Brown directly called Quavo out by name and just started letting off the clip. And some feel he went a little too far and went under the belt. Y'all can let me know if y'all feel that way. But the song is called Weakest Link. And like I said, your boy went in on Quavo. I'm gonna read y'all some of the, just one of the most, disrespectful. I'm trying to think of another word, but the most like lowest line in this song, Chris said, put you to bed, Night Night, that Sudafed, Show Me That I'm Tender, B, Time to Prove What You Just Said. Then he went on to say, RIP Takeoff, he the only real one. I got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead. And I was like, wait, hold on. What? Is what Quavo said in Tinder that bad that Chris just was like, you know what? Gloves off. If I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. And yeah, he went in. Now, Chris and Quavo have this like long-standing issue, and I don't really know exactly what started it, but it has to do with like the exes and Karrueche and Saweetie, and it has to do with the exes of each of them. I believe that's kind of where it started and why it kind of brewed to this point. But some people were confused because during Fashion Week, Chris and Quavo were sitting right next to each other. And then Chris came out saying like he can't control where he sits and he's not going to mess up the bag, you know, to get some things off his chest during that moment in Fashion Week. So he just sat there where he was scheduled to sit. And that was that. But they were still hot with each other. And now here we are. Quavo put out this song called Tender, which is nothing in comparison to what Chris said in his song. Quavo just addressed like not to beat up his girlfriend and how he took Chris's ex and all of this. It was light in comparison to what Chris said. Chris took the gloves off and here we are, Weakest Link. Yeah. I don't know. This particular beef, we're gonna have to really like watch out for, because I feel like the Drake and Kendrick and Rick Ross, which is kind of like this Royal Rumble of rap beeps going on, I feel like that would probably stay on wax. This Chris Brown and Quavo one, I don't know. Something about it just feels like they might just throw hands when they see each other outside. They're younger. They're like, and they hot with each other. Someone said these rappers let Chris Brown, Christopher Maurice Brown, a R&B singing ninja, I'm going to say, she said the other word, a dancing ninja, walk into the rap game and drop a real diss track before them, not holding back, not waiting to empty the clip, direct, straight to the point, and talking his ish. And someone else said, Drake and Kendrick beef is funny, but we should probably get the Minister Farrakhan to sit Chris Brown and Quavo down, because that one don't seem safe. And I agree, because yeah, based on what was said in Chris Brown's song, I don't know if Quavo is going to respond with another record or, but yeah, we got to keep an eye on that one. We want to keep it on wax. It is what it is. This is kind of like the culture of what happens in hip hop where, you know, you got problems with somebody, you put it on a song, but it doesn't always stay on wax. We haven't had it exit off wax in a couple years, but that one, I don't know. We're gonna have to keep an eye on that one. Hopefully they keep it on wax, but yeah. Elsewhere in the year of rap beefs, Drake finally responded to Kendrick Lamar's song. Kendrick Lamar put out the song called Like That, where he himself emptied the clip on Drake and everybody was waiting. When is Drake gonna respond? And he ended up dropping, well, actually it leaked first. This song called Push Ups leaked. And at first people didn't know if it was actually Drake or not. People thought it was an AI generated song because Drake didn't say anything about it and it just appeared online magically. And people was wondering if it was real or not. And then another version came out like a few hours later. And then people was like, okay, this is it. This is the real version. And now Drake himself actually officially released it this past Friday. And it's official. It's called Push Ups. And he's not holding back either, going in on Kendrick. And yeah, I don't know. we'll see what happens when Kendrick is going to respond, but Drake decided to put out a second song. I guess he felt, I'm going to do it again. And I don't know if he wanted to kind of have a similar situation to when he was beefing with Meek Mill, and he put out the this song, and then he put out Back to Back, which was the name of the song, and he literally put it out right after. And so I don't know if he want to make this his thing, like, I'm going to put out one, and then I'm going to come right back before you get to respond. So he ended up putting out this other song. I forget the name of it, but he's calling out Kendrick and basically saying, like, hurry up. Like, we waiting for you. We need you to respond. And he said, I guess you need another week to figure out how to improve. What the F is taking so long? We waiting on you. The rest of y'all are definitely involved. Y'all getting it too. Soon as you get the courage to drop, I'm out on the loose. Taylor Made Freestyle is the name of the second one Drake put out after Push-Ups. And he included AI-generated verses from Tupac and Snoop Dogg. I don't know why he chose them two. Maybe because Snoop is from, maybe because they both rep the West. And he chose them two to put AI-generated verses on the song and get the people talking. It kind of is getting mixed reactions. Some people feel like why he put, you know, them on there. But hey, my thoughts is, Drake, you can't rush Kendrick to put out this record. Like, because when Like That came out, everybody was waiting on you to drop. It took like, what, 2.5 weeks before that came out. So let's give him some time. Like, he talk about what you waiting for. Like, come on. Like, I don't know if I would be like rushing that smoke yet, because we know Kendrick is one of them ones. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing a response that Kendrick comes back with. I got a feeling he will, for sure. And this ought to be good. This is definitely putting a, what you call those, defibrillators. This is putting a little jump on hip hop right now, because, you know, it's a little shaky, the music that's being put out right now from artists. So it's putting a little jump on the situation, giving a little shock to see this happening, this Royal Rumble of rap beefs. Rick Ross is involved. After Drake put out Push-Ups, Rick Ross put out his own diss track towards Drake called Champagne Moments. And they outside. Everybody outside. And what's up? What's going on? I'm here for it, though. Someone said, this is why I feel most of this is fake. LOL. It could be a staged ploy to like just rejuvenate hip hop right now and get people some, you know, some culture, some vibes. But Kanye even got in on it. Let me say yay before he get in my comment section. Yay actually did a remix to Kendrick's song Like That, and he premiered it on this podcast he was on. And he's going in on Drake and J. Cole. And Royal Rumble of rap beefs is here. Let's get it. Who y'all rooting for? Like, y'all waiting? Who we want to be tagged in? We need somebody else to be tagged in next. And let's get it. I'm here for it. Who's next? Go, 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 go. Somebody said, this is fine. The WWE does it, so why not? I mean, yeah, back when I used to watch wrestling, WWE and the Royal Rumbles was one of the most exciting parts of the whole situation, where everybody just in there and you just like figuring out who's going to come out, be the last man standing. So that's kind of what this is giving a little bit, you know? And yeah. It's a time for hip hop, but we're going to keep an eye on that Chris Brown and Quavo situation, because that one don't seem safe. But yeah, We're gonna move on. What else we talking about? Speaking of music and hip hop, let's talk about Ticketmaster and this lawsuit. The Department of Justice is planning to sue Ticketmaster for this alleged monopoly they have over the concert and ticketing industry. Ticketmaster covers, I think it's 70% of the market for ticketing. And I read more than 80% of major concert primary ticketing. Because where else are you going to go to get your tickets for these shows? And with that, there was this merger they did with Live Nation, which made it even worse. And now they're able to, like, you know, do what they want when it comes to the fees, when it comes to the pricing. And it's not fair. As someone who buys tickets on Ticketmaster all the time, this year alone, we got so many concerts happening, so many tours happening, and I'm trying to go to a few of them. And when you get to Ticketmaster and you see the fees and you see the pricing on some of these seats, it's not cool. It's not cool. And with them being the only place you could go to get these tickets, they have the authority and right to do that. And the Department of Justice is not really here for it. And I'm happy that they holding them to it. Hopefully that reduces some of these fees. The only change I've seen regarding Ticketmaster is the fact that you can toggle this thing to show you what your cost is going to be with the fees, versus a few years ago, you would see the price. Let's just say it's $149.95. And then you like, oh, all right, that's what's up. You go add it to your cart. By the time you go to checkout, this is $200 because of the fees. So you have this option to toggle so you could see right away while you're choosing your seats what the final cost is going to be. And that part is cool, but it doesn't take away from the fees. And then also Ticketmaster be violating because they got this thing. They try to say they don't set the prices for these tickets. They say that the artist is responsible for these prices. And I feel that's cap because Ticketmaster has this thing called official platinum seating. And when you look on Ticketmaster, when you're trying to book seats for something, you'll see this option for official platinum seating. And it's literally, they say themselves, that it's based off of demand and they up the prices. You don't even got to wait for the scammers and scalpers to put the tickets out third party to up the prices. Ticketmaster is doing it themselves. They're taking the best seats in the house and they're raising the prices $300, $400 just because those are high demand. And that's not fair. Not fair at all. And then you'll watch these seats change. If you monitor it, like I have when I was going to tours, I think I was looking up the Beyonce tour at the time, and I'm watching the official platinum seats change. They'll drop, I guess, once the hype dies down or the demand dies down for those seats, the prices start changing and start going down some. So now I find myself going into settings. Not only am I toggling for it to show me what the final price is up front, but for it to not show me those official platinum seats, they have that option. You can uncheck it because what are y'all doing? So I'm happy the Department of Justice is calling them out on it and opening up this investigation. And let's see what happened because they do have a monopoly over the ticketing situation. So let's get some of them fees knocked down. Biden even mentioned, you know, trying to hold them accountable and remove, like, get some of these fees and stuff reduced or taken away. And definitely get rid of that. Why y'all added Department of Justice? If somebody sees this video, tell them to stop with that official platinum pricing too. Add that in y'all lawsuit for me. Because we got to get that out of here. But yeah, let's see what happens with that. I'll keep y'all posted once the lawsuit goes forward. And yeah. What else hot in these blogs? Let's talk about Tesla is recalling almost damn near all of their cyber trucks, almost 4,000 of them, which is basically what I hear, almost all of the ones that went out to people. They're being recalled because of an issue with the pedal. Some guy took to TikTok And he recorded an experience he had where he said the pedal got stuck. And he showed the inside of the truck where it has like this like silver plate over the pedals. And he's driving and the plate somehow detached and slid forward, and it made the pedal wedge under the some part that's inside of the car, the truck, and it caused the pedal to stay down. And luckily for him, he didn't panic, and he realized that the brake pedal overrides the gas pedal. I don't know if that's the case in every car, but the gas pedal is stuck down, but if you press and hold down on the brake pedal, it overrides it, and that's what he did. But he noticed when he picked his foot up off the brake, the car started moving again because this pedal was wedged down. He ended up stopping the car safely, put it in park, and he realized this metal piece came off of the pedal, and that's what had the pedal wedged down. He posted about it, and here we are. Tesla's recalling all of these trucks that were released. They were actually made between November of 2023 and right now, April of 2024. So basically, all of the trucks that's out there, I've seen them a few times. I just started seeing them in person out here in California. And they look kind of like military tanks. They're cool to see. They're definitely a head turner when you see them. Like, oh, that's that Tesla truck. But that joint ready to turn into a real tank for real with this pedal that could come off. So we'll see what happens. With that, I think... I seen a video of someone that already like pimped out their Cybertruck, and I'm like, damn, you moved a little too fast. Your man's done threw rims on there. He done wrapped it and all of this, and now it's being recalled. But maybe he's able to fix the pedal on his own or something. But yeah, Tesla's working on that, and people could have their trucks back soon, maybe. But that's kind of what happens, I guess, when you, it feels like they kind of like rush them out and somebody ain't screwed that in good enough or something. I don't know what's happening, but hopefully there's no accidents, and hopefully the word got out to everyone who has these Tesla trucks and they go take it and turn it in to Tesla to get it checked out, get it fixed. What else is hot in these blogs? Your man's 45, aka the former occupant of the White House. You know, he's under this new trial. This is his first criminal trial. It's the hush money trial. And they were doing a jury selection. And they were considering, they went through over 200 jurors. I want to say the first day that they were doing the interviews for the jury selection, they ended up not choosing nobody. And now here we are, they were able to choose 18 jurors, 12 that's going to be set, and then six what they call alternates for if anybody can't make it or something, I guess, you know. But my thing about it is, how do you choose unbiased jurors for such a high profile trial, a high profile individual? I don't think it's possible. I literally do not think it's possible. I don't know how they were able to find 18 people to do this. Like, I don't know. I feel like jurors should, which I think they try to get people who are not going to be biased, who, you know, they even sometimes don't want people who even have any knowledge of the situation. But in a case like this, who doesn't know about it? I feel like everybody has already picked a side by now. And I don't know. I feel like we need a different process when it comes to jurors. I feel like we need to have like maybe designated official people, which I don't know. That could be a little shaky too, because look at the Supreme Court. But yeah, I don't know. It's something about it where I feel like you can't really trust that they're telling you, yeah, nah, I'm not going to be biased. I don't have no ill feelings towards him or against him or whatever, and be lying, like, and then get on the stand and it's an unfair outcome or a hung jury because this person had ulterior motives from the jump. I just don't see how you could choose jurors in a case like this, what questions they're asked, and how these 18 people pass the test. It's a little shaky for me to trust it. But we'll see what happened. They're supposed to start opening statements, I believe, this week. And yeah, this trial is underway. It's not the trial I want, but it's a trial nonetheless. Still waiting on Fannie Willis to get that one going. That's the real one. That's the major one I'm looking forward to. Someone said, definitely don't want a jury appointed. Jurors are supposed to represent the voice of the average citizen. Agree, this is a jury that is hard to seat. Yeah, I agree. Because like I said, look at the Supreme Court. Like, you would expect the Supreme Court to be unbiased. That's what they should be. The highest court in the land should be unbiased. And that's just not the case. People are bringing their religious beliefs to the court. And that just shouldn't happen. And that's what would happen, definitely, if we had like appointed jurors. So, yeah, I thought about it, but then I had to think about it again. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But we'll see what happens with this case. Someone said it is a criminal trial, but we shall see if he will go to prison. That man ain't going to prison, at least not in this case. They're going to probably, even if 45 is found guilty in this case, I feel like they're going to just slap him with like a fine and like maybe community service, maybe capital M-A-Y-B-E. I feel like it'll be more just like community service or like a fine and that's it. Now that other trial, I feel like we have a little more chance, maybe. But even with that, I don't feel like we'll get jail time. One could dream, though, right? One could dream. yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. At the very least, I hope your mans can be disqualified from the ballot at the very least. If nothing else, take him off the ballot, disqualify him for being a criminal. Can we do that? Can that be the judgment? But yeah, someone said people feel he won't because he is a first-time offender, believe it or not. Understandable, I guess. The Fannie one is the big one. Absolutely. I agree. Someone says, Sally, probably not at this point. I need it to be this point. Especially if they get that Fannie Willis trial going prior to Election Day, which, where we at? April what? We at April 21st right now when I'm recording this. And we only a few months out from this election. We need to get it going. I don't know. They're going to mess around and wait till after the election, whatever that outcome is, to get this trial going. But I need the result to be disqualification from the ballot. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Also, this like a circus travels wherever this man goes. It feels it's like one big like circus, and outside of the court where the jurors were being selected, a man set himself on fire outside of the courthouse. And when I first seen that being reported, I legit thought it was a joke. I'm like waiting for them to like say it was like satire or a parody or something. I'm watching these flames and the CNN report, I think it was CNN, she's like giving a play-by-play, like the man is has his arm on fire and people are coming out of nowhere and putting him out and da da da. And I'm like, I'm waiting for like it to be a joke, but it wasn't a joke. This man set himself on fire. And initially my thoughts were like, what in the cult-like behavior? Cause I just figured like this was somebody protesting the case, the 45 case in the jury selection. But it turns out it's probably more than that. It may have something to do with that, but it's more than that. This man, Max Azzarello, something his name is, he 37 years old. He's from Florida, and he published this manifesto just minutes before he set himself on fire. And all I can say is mental health is real, because what? I don't care what conspiracies you believe or think is about to happen, to douse yourself in gasoline and set your face on fire is nuts. It's diabolical. Like, what is that proving? What is that gonna do? In his manifesto, he said he wanted to raise awareness for this conspiracy stuff and Ponzi schemes and cons and government and all of this. And now you've lost your life behind this. And yeah, you're going to have some people that's going to go and probably read your manifesto, and you're going to have them conspiracy theorists who probably going to read into it and be like, oh, a word. I did think that too. Oh, that's facts. He's telling the truth on that one. You're going to have some people like that, but for the most part, you're just another man that's gone. And for what? You probably could have made your voice a little louder if you were still here living, not by setting yourself on fire. Like, this is nuts. It's wild to me. Wild to me. Described himself online as an investigative researcher. And I got a feel for his family, because did y'all know your brother or son or cousin was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? Like, did you know that? I read his family didn't even know he traveled from Florida to New York, and now he's dousing himself with gasoline or whatever. Like, wild for the night. I cannot. It's wild. But hey, I always say this too. I'm gonna just add this one little point. When it comes to like conspiracy theorists, I always say, I don't know how conspiracy theorists maintain their sanity, because I feel like with everything that you are believing and, you know, trying to, as you feel like, make people aware of, no matter how factual or unfactual it may be, you in your mind believe this to be, how do you maintain your sanity? I always wondered that. And this is a prime example of maybe you don't maintain your sanity. Maybe you will eventually douse yourself or something, like, because this is, I guess, tackle on a fragile mind with conspiracy theories and you get somebody like Max. Yeah. Yikes. That's all I could say. But I'm going to move on. Last but not least, and this is going to tie into my what blows mind for the week. And that is this man in Ohio, 81 years old, who shot, I think I could say shot. I don't know what these days with YouTube and the words I can or can't say. This man unalived this Uber driver and cold-blooded at the end of the day. So what happened is he received the phone call. This man, what's his name? William Brock. 81 years old in Ohio. He received this phone call from someone who was scamming him and basically telling him, threatening him, saying that they were going to dual XYZ to his family if he don't pay them a certain amount of money or whatever. And they told him on the phone that they were going to send a driver to come pick up this money. At the same time, they requested an Uber of this woman. Uber has this new service where you can get packages. You can send packages to and from a person. It's no longer just you getting in a ride and it taking you across town. You can actually schedule to have a package delivered. So that's what this person did. This poor, poor woman. I feel so bad for her and her family. She gets this ride and she goes to pick up this package. She gets out her car and she goes to the door. And then you have Brock, who has this gun pointing at her. And now she immediately retreats from him, at least tried to. She's backing up. She has a dash cam camera in her car and she's backing up. She's trying to get away and she's screaming out help. She's like, I'm here to pick up a package. And he's just still with the gun pointed to her. And once they get out the frame, you hear the gun go off. And he shot her not only once, he shot her 3 times. Tell me that's not cold-blooded. Like, for one, she's unarmed. She's an elderly woman, clearly. She could barely walk right. When you see her in the video, she's not a threat to you at all. I don't care what this man told you on the phone. She's going back to her car, and as she's trying to get in her car to get away from you, you pull the trigger on her. And then you shot her once, I believe in the leg first, and then you shot her 2 more times. And you're out on bond. Like, you were charged, but you're out now. You're back in your house. Like, make it make sense. And the stories that you see out is, oh, they were both victims, yada, yada. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Lolita Hall is her name. Just trying to do her job, trying to make a living, gets this ride request for package pickup, gets out, and now she's no longer here. Because of a trigger-happy old man who, 81 years old, probably a little racist. It's a very high chance. And you shoot this woman. And you... Red Rum, murder, bleep it out. I don't know, but you really unalived this woman, like, in cold blood. I need him to spend the rest of his couple years he got remaining in a 5x5 box with no windows. Because that wasn't cool at all. Someone said, if I were her family, I'm suing everyone, including Uber. That part. Someone said, as people said, he should have called the police. Absolutely. Soon as you hung up with the scammer, called the cops. Soon as the car pulled up, somebody just called me, threatened me and my family for money. I see a car pull up. I'm going outside? Nah. You gonna call the authorities like, yo, this man just threatened me. He said he's sending the driver. The driver's here. Let the cops come and deal with this person. No, you seen it was a black woman. Your 81-year-old racist mind started kicking in. And you wanted to play vigilante with your little pistol. 5x5 box, no windows. Shaking my head. Shaking my head. Rest in peace to Lolita Hall. And we need justice. Her family needs justice. This man needs to be back behind bars. He shouldn't even been allowed bond. Like, when I first seen that story, that got me so hot. And then dash cam footage just came out of when the cops showed up and he's telling them about what happened and all of this. And the scammer actually called back while the police were there and they answered. And he was basically saying, like, asking about the driver. They was asking him, did he know the driver? And he's lying, saying like, yeah, he knew her. And they like, well, she's been in an accident, or there's been an accident. And it was no accident. They should have said, this man just murdered her. Like, crazy, absolutely crazy. The officials released a statement. The Clark County Sheriff's Office, they said they would like to take the opportunity to again remind residents, especially our older citizens, that no law enforcement agency or court will make contact with anyone in the matter of this case to solicit cash for bail. They're urging residents to use extreme caution when being contacted unexpectedly by subjects claiming to be relatives incarcerated in a correctional facility. Uber released a statement that as well. They said, this is a horrific tragedy and our hearts continue to be with Lolita's loved ones as they grieve. They said that the suspect who ordered her the Uber trip has been banned from the app. It's not enough. Banned from the app. You think he give up? Like, they ought to be able, I think I read something that said it came from like a burner phone or something, but they ought to be able to determine exactly who requested that ride. We got AI technology where we could do like the most amazing things. We're in 2024, we have so much technology. Y'all should be able to find out who ordered that Uber ride. I don't care if he's in another country, we should be able to have that technology to be able to find out who did that, because he should be held accountable too. Another one, a 5x5 box, put him right next to this guy. Like, crazy. And you thinking you like innocently, not innocently, because you're not innocent, you're scamming old people, but you thinking you're just like gonna get away. This guy is gonna hand the Uber driver $12,000, whatever you requested. She's gonna get back in her car and then take it where? To the location that you set, and then you're gonna come and you're gonna pick it up. Like, that's just how you thought this was gonna go? Like, nuts. It's nuts. I know people who drive for Uber, and I sent this story to all of them, like, yo, if ever you get that request for the package thing, just use extreme caution, because you never know. Call a person from inside your car. Don't even get out your car, even though that's probably what you used to do to go pick up packages. Call them from inside the car, like, hey, I'm here. I'm here to pick up this package. Bring it out or whatever, like. Don't even get out, because it's sad. It's crazy. Someone said, pretty sure Uber will now have to implement safeguards after this. Yeah. Yeah. Something got to give. It sucks that Lolita had to be a victim in this before these type of steps could possibly come into play, but yeah, it's not cool. And that blew my mind for the week. And that's going to conclude what's hot in the blogs for this week. We're going to get ready to wrap this thing on up. In the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you want TikTok, hit me up there at I Am Hollywood NY. Follow my producer, Stacy, over here for holding it down at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And if you want to see us and not just hear us, hit up YouTube. Go over there right now, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. Subscribe to the channel. There's a lot of content over there. Check it out. And that's it. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. Until next time, we out. Deuces.
Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barberini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror. Big ego, my ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we thread the needle. This a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same blocks, nigga, from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that could hold you like stick-ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth, stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never lead a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go, on top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co and different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any mini miny mo? Here for the gold, C-3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me gloat. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause it's heat I'm brewing. Is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling inspired, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this here's urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
This thing on?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?